Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky things.
Spooky things.
And most of all, we just really love
self-care
for yourself. I was hiccuping, so my body was like,
no. It's okay, I got you.
What did you do for self-care this week?
This week for self-care, I've recently purchased ClassPass. Obsessed.
I still need to do it.
It's so good.
We've talked about like doing that and like getting a class. We should do that yoga class, by the way, the one you sent.
Oh, the emo yoga class?
Yeah, let's do
it. Oh my God, let's do it. Yeah.
Let's do it.
I have all the details. We'll do it. But I did a class pass and it was at this like place that I've been wanting to go to on Main Street in downtown Littleton. It's called the Ballet Physique.
I saw that place.
So it's like a bar situation.
Was it hard?
Yeah. It was like this specific class was kind of like bar mixed with cardio.
Okay.
So it was fun.
Yeah.
And oh my God, it was such a beautiful studio.
I know people who do bar and they love it. And like they look so, like the definition. Yeah.
Dude, it's so hard.
Yeah.
And
I did ballet, like, and I was really good at it. Would I be good at bar?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
It's all about like.
Maybe I'll do a bar class with you.
Yeah, let's do it. Well, I can invite a guest.
Oh, I'll definitely do one with you. Do they have it on weekends?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I did the class. And it was a beautiful studio, so cool, whatever.
Well, downtown Littleton in general is beautiful.
And one of my people who, like, comes to my class all the time.
What?
Walks through the door and I was like, oh, my God, Kate. And she was like, oh, my God, I didn't know you come here. And it was just like
You're
this
like,
cute,
well,
like.
Well, I don't, but
I was like, this is my first time. But and she was like, this place is so good.
Oh, that's
She's like,
fun.
I come here into your class. And I was like, oh, my God.
Thank you so much.
So it was
much.
Just like a cute little, like, surprise of like small world.
Yeah.
And then also they have a boutique area where there's like Beyond Yoga clothes, which is like my favorite brand.
I love Beyond. I've seen it. I found it on Facebook.
They had highly discounted items. I was like, is
this damn, I wish I told you that.
Seriously, I was like, is this the percentage or is this the dollar amount? And they're like, dollar amount. And I was like, $10 sports bra. Yes, yes, yes. I bought like 5 things.
I'll go with you.
All of it. I bought like two sports bras.
I need sports bras.
A dress. A cute like terry cloth onesie situation.
I haven't seen terry cloth in a while and
I'm
all about it.
I'm obsessed because I was literally like, I want something terry cloth. Like it looks like 70s. It's cute. It's like
But it was
bit, like
in
like,
the 2000s
vintage.
When it came back for like a while.
All of
it was
that.
All comfortable.
All of that. Was $96.
Stop
when
it.
Some of those items were like 108, like 138.
I'll
and
go
was
with
like,
you to a class.
I love a bargain.
So I can at least get Beyond Yoga stuff.
Dude, I love a bargain.
Because it's like.
And all their shit, like in the actual, like,
the percentage
boutique.
And the dollar.
Yeah, I was so excited. She was like, fucking calm down. And I was like, oh my God.
I have like 2 sports bras.
In your existence?
Uh huh.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
I've got like 30.
Yeah, I know.
Also, I live in athleisure, so like there's that.
Well.
But let's go. Let's take a bar class. It's so good.
And then I'll buy all the things I see.
Yes.
I'll close my eyes and every time I open it, I'll be like, come on.
And even the things that weren't highly discounted, still like 20%.
The price
wasn't.
Like,
okay. Sure.
Okay. I'm all about it.
Amazing.
I'm in.
Beautiful. Loved it. It was so exciting.
I'm so
Anyways, it just like made my day because I was like. Oh my God, people I know, like, I don't know, fitness community things. I went to like a cycle bar class and this guy was like, oh, you teach at Core Power. Do you know so-and-so? And I was like, I do.
It's a really small community, this but it's connected community.
With this thing, and he was like, yeah. And I was like, oh my God. Weird.
I want to go to a bar class with you. That would be fun.
Yeah, let's do it. Burns.
Burns all the calories.
What did you do?
I kind of have two because it was a busy day for me.
Okay.
So I went to Happy Camper with Jordan and Anish. And we hung out.
Happy Camper. In
Highlands.
Highlands. Low high.
Yeah. Something. I don't know. We went, but the one place we went, and it was crazy busy. But I parked right away and I just walked. And Jordan's like, I'm still driving around.
Sorry.
Yeah. Niche was like early. She always is.
Yeah.
Always early. Good for her.
That tracks.
And me and Jordan's like, I'm driving around. And as I drove like close, I was like, it said 5 minutes away by car. And I'm like, I don't care. I'm parking now.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I did because... Yeah, poor Jordan had to, like, pay for parking. I was just that works. So I was there for a little bit. But then I found out, like, a few days before that, my bestie from kindergarten was in town. She lives in Texas.
Where your uncle came
from? Yeah, away. Yeah. Steve's daughter.
Fake uncle.
My surrogate uncle.
Your surrogate uncle. Okay.
Yeah, his daughter.
Her name's Rachel, right?
Yeah. Okay. Rachel and Devin.
I just remember that because I used to have a best friend in kindergarten who was also named Rachel.
That's so, like, funny. Was she...
Wait, and her dad was named Steve, too. That's weird, actually.
Was her mom's name Debbie?
No, her mom's name is Stephanie.
That's kind of funny how that happens.
That's weird.
But she came and we went to Dry Dock. And because nice. Devin has two kids and Rachel's like, I haven't seen Devin like without his kids. And I'm like, I haven't seen Devin with kids. So it's going to be...
Let's meet up.
Yeah, they're twins. So cute. Yeah, and we hung out. No, I mean, like, Rachel and Devin are twins.
Oh.
They're
I thought the kids were... I'm like
35.
I thought the kids were twins. I was like, oh my God, that's so cute.
Oh my God.
No, okay.
Well, Rachel's son is cute, and Devin's daughters are ridiculously cute. But he showed me his house. His house was literally a mansion. It was beautiful, and he paid the same price as we did.
Wait, where does he live?
Oklahoma.
Oh, well.
Yeah, no, he showed me his vault.
Well, that explains because
so they came to see our house. I was like, so this is the same price as your house?
It's like,
they were so sweet, but
if like we were like showing someone in fucking New York, like, or New York people were like, here's where I live. It's like a studio, and they're like, this is how much I pay. And then they come here and we're like, we have a whole house. Like,
that's... Yeah, yeah. It was, and his house was beautiful, but I was like, we literally paid the exact same price.
What do you even do in Oklahoma?
He's an engineer. Like, he...
No, I mean, like, for fun.
I think
look
they,
at cows.
Yeah.
Like, what do you
Is that
do?
Not fun?
No.
I don't know what they do for fun, but they have a really cool backyard. I think they hang out in their
do they
backyard
have fun
a lot.
Bars, maybe?
Both I know. We kids, took them to Lowry Beer Hall. Have I taken you there?
Mm-mm. Should we go? Is there a playground?
No, it's an outdoor beer place, but the food's really inexpensive and the beers are really good. And we'll go. We'll do another Mom's Day Out.
Mom's Day Out.
We'll take another jumping
picture.
We'll
take another jump. That'll just be our Mom's Day Out picture.
We should make that a thing. Guys, I'll post it. It's actually
really
cute.
I'll wear better
picture.
Shoes this time because I was really worried. I was like, please don't break your ankle.
I was landing really flat, so we'll wear supportive shoes. But yeah, that's what I did for self-care. I saw them. It was so fun. We had a good time.
That's
but
amazing.
Rachel's like, I'm going to try to come back yearly. She's like, you need to come to Texas. And I'm like... Okay.
Wait, Oklahoma or Texas?
Devin's in Oklahoma. Rachel's in Texas. Austin, Texas.
Okay. It's okay.
It's better. It's not like...
It's not here.
It's not Houston.
Not trying to be rude, but Colorado's better.
Guys, your weather in Texas is rough.
Absolutely not.
That's
why
it's
is
summer.
It so hot?
It's so hot. That's why we're talking
shit. Dude, it
was
85 degrees. Yesterday, and I was like,
I know it was cold, and now I'm dying. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. So, like,
what the fuck?
It's fine.
It felt hotter than 85,
it
though, didn't
felt,
it?
Yeah, that day we were taking photos, like, forget
like,
about it.
Why was it so hot?
But yeah, that was my self care. It was really fun. I'll take you there. Sorry, guys, our self care was very long today, but you know what?
Also,
self care for yourself.
Sorry,
we're not sorry mostly.
Self care,
you'll say. What are you going to tell me about this week?
So today,
that's beautiful.
Got two stories for you.
Is it kind of like the mirror thing, like the mini stories?
Kind of. Yes. Except for this is supposed government secrets.
Bam, dun, bam, dun, bam. Dun. Okay, that was weird. Okay. I love that.
So first government secret coming from the Soviet Union.
Okay.
which is now Russia, like, whatever. So in the 1980s, during the Cold War.
The Cold War, some shit went down.
Yeah. So there is an alleged CIA file that was released in the 90s to the public, disclosing a strange encounter that 23 soldiers had with a UFO that was shot down accidentally.
Can I say UFO sighting, like, least shocking thing? There's so much weird shit with UFOs. Sure.
Also, UFOs are called something different now. Hold on. New name.
I don't know.
Sorry, if I should have. No, it is now. So UFO was unidentified flying object. Now, if we're trying to be, like, politically correct, which we are, it's called a UAP.
I will try to
WAP, if you will. I'm just kidding.
And by Cardi B, that means...
No.
UAP, okay, I've heard that.
It's unidentified...
I'll try to be better.
Anomalous phenomena.
I'll try to be better.
Scary.
But yeah, that sounds really daunting. But I'll try to remember that. But I've heard UAP and I was like...
Because it's beyond just like flying objects now. It's like...
We don't know if it's flying. It's just something in the phenomena. Sky.
It could just be like... I don't know.
A droid. A drone. A droid. A drone. Droid. A droid floating in the air. A drone,
it,
right?
Yeah. I don't know. So, whatever. That's the new name. WAP. Just kidding. It's OOWAP.
OOWAP. Sounds like you're throwing.
OOWAP.
Okay. Sorry. Anyone who okay, that sorry. Just We're not affected.
Doing that. We're not doing that anymore.
Okay.
We're being serious now.
Serious.
Serious face.
UAP.
This story was allegedly... received from a top secret document of the KGB. And so, like, I think of KGB and I think of spies.
I think of Archer.
Yes.
Spies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I looked up what KGB meant because I was like, what even does that mean? And it's, forgive my pronunciation, Komitet Gusudarvatavnov Tavanoi. Bezopasanati.
I knew it was something that was very Russian.
Whatever. It's KGB.
You know what? I'm proud of Spies. You for trying.
So this was the primary security and intelligence agency of the Soviet Union. It was established in 1954. It dissolved in 1991. And basically it was like fully responsible for both foreign intelligence gathering and domestic counterintelligence operations. So spies. Yeah. And just some background.
Secret-y stuff.
Secret things that shouldn't be revealed to the public.
Yep.
Some background history involving the KGB was that in the 1980s, which is the time that we're talking about.
Okay.
They were heavily involved in intelligence gathering and espionage, particularly in the context of the Cold War. So mm-hmm. their main objective during this time was to monitor the United States and its allies for potential military preparations and the risk of nuclear war.
Has much changed?
No, let's be real.
Yeah.
So this supposed CIA or KGB document that the CIA got a hold of.
Is this the one? Is it on their side that
it's on the KGB side?
Okay, because I'm wondering if it's our side or their side.
No.
So this is so something they got.
This is
hold
something
of.
That happened in the Soviet Union. That when the KGB dissolved, the Soviet Union dissolved. The U.S. got a hold of, and they were like, "Wait, what? This is fucked up."
Okay, so this so is like them gossiping, like
secret
you heard
documents
that
were perhaps smuggled. After the dissolve of the KGB.
Okay.
So who knows who gave it to the U.S. or
But we got it.
We got it. And it includes firsthand encounters as well as photographs and drawings. And this is what happened, according to the document. It's dated March 27th, 1993. According to the KGB materials... A quite low-flying spaceship in the shape of a saucer appeared above a military unit that was conducting routine training maneuvers. For unknown reasons, Somebody unexpectedly launched a surface-to-air missile and hit the UFO, or the WHOAP, the UAP. You're welcome.
I loved it.
It fell to Earth, not far away, and five short humanoids with, quote, large heads and large black eyes emerged from it.
Can I just say something? You told the story, I don't remember when.
The Zimbabwe aliens.
Thank you. And that's also how they described it.
Yes. Consistent.
Hi, I have a good memory.
Okay, back to the thing.
But this is like a connection because I'm not saying it's just them saying that.
Well, and it was also the same time frame. Aliens. You guys. Aliens. Okay.
If you don't think aliens are real, you're a narcissist.
You're stupid. You think we're narcissist.
You're a narcissist because you think we're intelligent life.
Yeah, like be for fucking real.
That's what people
are
like.
For real.
People are like, narcissists, explain yourself. I was like, you think we're like
self-centered that like
you think we're the only
hilarious. Hilarious.
Yeah, you're a narcissist if you don't believe in aliens because you really think, like, be for fucking real. We're the only things that are existing in this world. Like, the world doesn't end. It's huge. It
doesn't revolve around you.
Yeah. It's not about you. Jennifer or whatever.
Jennifer.
I don't know. I was like, who do I not have many friends named? I'm like, Jennifer, I guess. I wanted to say Jessica, but.
But we already mentioned Jessica.
We love Jessica.
We love Jessica.
She's watching our dogs this weekend.
What a nicey.
I know. I really appreciate her. She's 10 out of 10.
Okay. Back to the.
Sorry. That was really random.
Back to the document. Okay. It is stated in the testimonies by the two soldiers who remained alive that after freeing themselves from the debris, the aliens came close together and then merged into a single
object.
So people
died from them launching the missile?
Wait for it. I'll tell you what becomes of the people.
Because I'm like, survivors, what?
Two survivors. So after the debris was falling everywhere. The aliens came close together and then merged into a single object that acquired a spherical shape.
Like the fucking Power Rangers?
Yes. Did not think of that, but yes.
I'm sorry, that's all I thought of was like them like becoming their like separate robots
go, go
and becoming
Power Rangers.
I just want to state that the pink Power Ranger's name was Kim and I was very bitchy about that.
Like her real name?
Yeah. Well, like no, like the character's name was Kim and she was the pink Power Ranger.
Oh, okay.
So
you were mad about it?
No, I was bitchy about it. I was like, well, her name's Kim and that's my name and we have brown hair and well, I'm the pink the ranger. One. She was, yeah.
Let's be real.
But, like, sorry, you're telling me they all came together, merged into one of them, like, Power Rangers.
Maybe they were. That object, the sphere, began to buzz and hiss sharply.
Oh, that's not good.
Bzz.
What? So it was... What? So they weren't, like, in machines. They just morphed into
They
this.
Were, like, beans. They were, like, meh, 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 with their eyes. They're big, like, traditional aliens.
Yeah.
Five of them. And then they were like, merge, came together into a sphere that began to buzz and hiss.
I
and
just want to see that process because that just
became
sounds
a
so
brilliant
wild.
White. So they're like a fucking orb.
Okay, crazy.
They came together into an orb. In a few seconds, the spheres grew much bigger and exploded by flaring up with an extremely bright light.
With shrapnel flying around, I'm sure.
I think that was before.
Okay.
At that very instant, 23 soldiers who had watched the phenomenon turned into stone.
This sounds like a horror movie.
Kim, shut up. Okay. Just kidding.
No, but like you've seen the horror movies where they turn into stone and then they like float away in a breeze.
You know what? Pause. Okay.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's fucking documented in the government, which is the most concerning part. So. Kim, shut up. I'm like, whoa.
Shut up. They're stoned, okay?
So that's where you say remaining, because I know you said 23. Because
there were people that, like, survived, and they saw it to tell us that the people turned into stone. So, again, only two soldiers who stood in the shade. And were.
I was going to say, how did they survive?
Well, they were less exposed to the luminous explosion. And so they survived.
I feel like you're telling Stop me like...
Stop laughing. It's real.
This is real. The KGB wrote about it. They are only honest.
They're so for real. The KGB report goes on to say that the remains of the UFO and the petrified soldiers were transferred to a secret scientific research institution near Moscow. Specialists assume that a source of energy that is still unknown to Earthlings instantly changed the structure of the soldiers' living organisms and transformed them into a substance whose molecular composition is no different than limestone.
That's... Okay.
It's real, Kim.
I'm not saying it's not real. I have a question for you. I have a question for you.
Wait, hold on. Let me finish the...
Okay, finish the story. I have a question. Yes.
So a CIA representative stated, if the KGB file corresponds to reality, this is an extremely menacing case. The aliens possess such weapons and technology that go beyond all of our assumptions.
That's scary.
And they can stand up for themselves if attacked.
Well, yeah. End
quote.
We've seen Mars attacks.
Exactly. And you know what? Not sad about it. Not sad if they like...
No, not at all.
They should blow people up.
I have a question.
Okay.
What's your question? And here's my question.
Let me see if I maybe have an answer because we'll see.
Don't be a narcissist about it. Anyways, so 21 people were turned into stone, correct?
23 people were turned into stone. There were 25
okay.
there. 20... The two people that survived are the ones that are not stone.
Okay. Do they have the names?
No.
Okay. That to me is a little weird. Kim,
you're pushing me. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm here.
I knew. Okay.
You knew I was going to ask that question to be like, is there a record? Okay. I was like.
Well, because I also asked that question. I was like, where the fuck are these people?
Because you would think they would have at least one name of a person.
Like.
I'm not going to say it didn't happen because I wasn't there.
However, but interesting story.
So interesting, crazy, because it's government documented. It's not just like this person's like, well, I was standing on my porch, you see. And, well, you know what I'm talking about?
Are you saying that only rednecks see?
Well, Mars they're not attacks? Going to a populous area, so let's be real.
I gotta get the dumbs. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
We gotta get it.
They don't have to get the dumbs.
But...
So
all I'm saying is I feel like if there was that, sorry, then you can, I hate that I'm interrupting you. I know I'm listening to this and my eyes like twitching because I'm like, stop interrupting.
Yeah.
But do you think, like truly, like between you and me, mm-hmm. I don't mean to push you towards the edge because I know you're like about damn ready to go off on the deep end.
No, I'm not.
Wouldn't they have one name of a person that this affected?
I 100% agree with you.
Okay. And wouldn't they... If, you know, because it was the 80s, this isn't like it was the 1800s.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they have some, semblance of evidence?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I'm saying.
You're not wrong.
Okay.
So.
I'm not saying it didn't happen. I wasn't there, but I'm just saying.
Here's my truth bomb.
Okay. Truth bomb me.
Turns out.
Okay. So I just dissected this for no reason.
Okay. This is not. Actually, an official CIA document.
Okay, well,
it is an alleged story that supposedly came from the KGB.
That the U.S. concocted to make the KGB look stupid.
No.
Okay.
Well, maybe. But originally, this story was printed in a Ukrainian newspaper called the Ternopil... Vekerini, which means the Chernobyl evening. And this was titled Cosmic Revenge. Now,
I mean, the people, Ukraine and Russia don't really get along.
But this became a viral thing where people were like, this is a CIA document that's been released.
Viral in the 80s?
No, viral now.
Okay.
Sorry, like a resurgence like now.
My eyebrow raised.
It originally kind of got some attention in the 90s, and then now it has been resurfaced, and people are like, oh my God, on TikTok.
Well, we have more access to information now, and we can widespread it.
So this is not an actual CIA document. This is not an actual KGB document. This is a newspaper article that was printed 1993.
But we can say printed from their Ukrainian
newspaper who supposedly got a leak from the KGB.
Sure. Okay.
So let's just make that clear. This isn't
alleged. Did I say it enough? Alleged.
Government. Yeah. So obviously there's room for speculation.
Okay.
As I've
proved in my. And I made Danae mad from.
No, I wasn't mad because I literally set you up because I knew it was good. I was like, this is bullshit. So you're
like, Kim's gonna interrupt me like she always fucking does.
I was like, she's gonna be like, this is so dumb. Like, that was my exact thought reading this.
Okay. So
it worked how I wanted it to.
You manipulated me into asking questions and
yes,
talking about Power Rangers.
Exactly.
And getting away from the
point.
I didn't
know the Power Ranger thing, but that's a great point.
Did you watch Power Rangers?
Obviously.
Duh. Okay. I'm just, don't scare me.
Are
like
you from
that.
The 90s? Hello.
Did I dress up as the Power Rangers? Sure did.
I don't think I ever
My brother was
did.
The red one.
We just played Power Rangers all the time.
I think when Spirit Halloween was in its infancy,
yeah.
We were at the mall in Grand Junction. I remember this. I was
it's
four
a
or five.
Core memory.
It is probably one of my earliest memories. I remember seeing a Power Rangers costume and it was probably September. And my mom's like, you know how kids change their mind a million times? Yeah. Me and my brother were obsessed with Power Rangers.
Did you stay?
Did we grab the costumes and say, Mom, please? And my mom's like, okay. Because we love the Power Rangers so much. It was one of those few costumes. Well, no other kids had them.
So when Halloween came, were you the Power Rangers?
Yes, we were. Change?
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, good job, Mom. She trusted you.
She did a great job. Because I know she probably was like, Jack's
she's like,
not
Jesus
gonna.
Christ.
I bet it was so expensive then too.
Right?
It was probably so expensive, but your kids
children.
Were obsessed with it.
Yeah,
they were
and
obviously
probably gonna wear
yeah.
A whole bunch before Halloween. Even,
oh yeah.
So, like,
oh, I did.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I had to. That is a core memory of me seeing that at the mall. I remember being at the mall and kept handing it to her, and she's like, "Oh my god,
I love that."
Yeah, Halloween was
that's
important.
The only time you're allowed to be called Kimberly is when you're referred to as the Pink Power Ranger.
Okay, no, it was still Kim.
Oh, well,
did you see my eye close?
I think, well, okay.
She went by Kim. She didn't go by Kimberly at all times. She did.
Okay.
You know what?
Okay, so either way.
I don't have to sit here and take this.
In regards to this story, obviously, there's no confirmation or denial that this event ever took place.
Well, I feel it would be make more sense if they did have names of people.
Duh.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Especially that recent, they're probably not dead.
Yeah, exactly.
And
that's a lot of people.
Wouldn't
it's not
they
like
come
one or two.
Forward and be like, hey, this weird fucking thing happened?
Yeah, of course they would.
Probably. But also, remember the Zimbabwe teacher who was like, that didn't happen, but then she was like, wait, actually,
because she was
some
scared.
Shit.
Yeah, she was scared of
because
people.
Because you get outcasted.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
so,
why people
maybe.
Don't speak up. Hey, guess what, guys? Let's normalize speaking up and not being
and we'll
mean
try
to people
not to make
about
fun
it.
Of you.
Yeah. But I would probably, that's unbelievable. You heard me rolling
that's
my
the thing,
eyes silently.
Right?
Yeah.
No one's going to believe that.
No.
So even if you
the
did
most
come
insane
forward,
story.
You're going to be considered a cuckoo.
You're turning into stone. Okay, what's the next document? Okay. Let's.
So the next one is the Philadelphia Experiment.
I know the name, but I don't know what it is.
Project Rainbow. So I was telling Steven about this first story, and then he was like, have you heard about this fucking story where a U.S. Navy boat was, there was something that happened and then people were melted into the metal. And I was like, what?
No, I haven't heard of that.
Haven't heard of that.
No.
So then I gave it a goog and this one's weird. So the Philadelphia experiment is almost an urban legend.
I feel like there was a lot of experiments that some probably did happen.
Sure.
Because there was a lot of weird stuff going on.
Well, and even if
the sleep experience was one or something.
And people in terms of military and government things, the government's not just gonna be yeah, we did a fucked up thing and we're apologizing about it. They're gonna be no, what?
Well, they're releasing documents on, we're gonna cover this in depth one day. We've talked about that. The JFK. Isn't it a little bit weird that there's still a Secret Service member who's alive, by the way, during that time? I'm not gonna get into it. But I guarantee when he passes away, we're going to get more documents about the JFK assassination.
I love a conspiracy theory.
But I'm saying, like, they wait until people die to release stuff like this because there's no confirmation or denial
of the narrative.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. They don't have a contrarian who's like, well, actually.
Actually, it was so like this. They get to control how it happened.
Somebody I'm related to passes away. I guarantee we're going to learn more about the JFK assassination.
Yeah. So this one is basically an urban legend that claims that the U.S. Navy conducted a secret experiment on the USS Eldridge in 1943. Okay. Resulting in the ship's disappearance and reappearance. However, I'm just going to stay at the top because the U.S. Navy denies the experiment ever happened. Because why would they say yes?
They're not going to say yes. No,
they're not going to say yes.
No, that's insane.
Like, no. So the Philadelphia experiment was an alleged, we love that word in this story,
alleged event
claimed to have been witnessed by an ex-merchant mariner named Carl M. Allen. So he was on the USS Andrew Furuseth. Okay. And he was in the United States Navy's Philadelphia Naval Shipyard. Obviously, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. On or around October 28th, 1943. What state? Philadelphia. It's Philadelphia. So
I couldn't help it.
He came forth with this story later on in 1955.
And he was from the U.S. side, correct?
Yes, yes. Okay. So he sent an anonymous package marked Happy Easter containing a copy of Morris K. Jessup's book, The Case for the UFO, Unidentified Flying Objects to the U.S. Office of Naval Research.
Okay.
Now, the book that he sent was filled up with his own handwritten notes in all of the margins. It had his thoughts, his kind of like feedback on the author's ideas.
Okay.
And then it also discussed ideas about propulsion for flying saucers. It discussed alien races. And it even warned the author that he was too close to discovering alien technology.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
See, this one to me is more believable.
Right.
Because I think this is much more believable. Because,
like, turning to stone, what are you, fucking Medusa? Like,
come on. Yeah, thank you. That's, I couldn't remember who that was, but that's who it was.
So, Carl Allen ended up detailing his eyewitness account of a full-ass Navy ship, the USS Eldridge, being teleported before his very eyes.
Yeah.
So 1 minute, it was there in the Philadelphia Navy shipyard. The next minute, it was gone. And then it was back.
Okay, I was about to say it was never found again or it came back.
So supposedly...
maybe he blinked for a really long time.
It was transported to a Navy shipyard in Norfolk, Virginia, and then reappeared in the Philly shipyard.
Okay.
Supposedly, this is where the urban legend is, like, all weird. The crew was, like, super fucked up when they reappeared. Some of the men went insane. Others were severely burned. Some were frozen in place, and some were melted into the walls of the ship.
Can I ask a question? Mm-hmm. How long were they on the ship for?
It was like a matter of minutes.
Well, I mean, like...
oh, like in total?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Because, and I'm just devil's advocate, as you know,
I know being on sea
can make you feel... hallucinate. Absolutely. So that's where I'm like wondering if it wasn't necessary.
So are you asking how long was Carl on the ship?
Just in general, on like could it have been because they were hallucinating and maybe Carl had been hallucinating?
Sure. Who knows what the fuck Carl was doing?
And I'm trying to be like the most
realistic. I don't know how long Carl's ship was like out and about doing its thing.
I'm sure they don't give an answer to that, but
I also didn't even think about that on the USS Andrew Furuseth. I don't know how long he had been on that boat previously or how long he had been on it, like how long his entire journey was. But I do know that the USS Eldridge was like supposed to go from like East Coast they were supposed to go to the Bahamas.
So they were going to be on there for a while.
So it's like months at a time kind of thing.
So I'm just wondering if maybe what he said kind of, there is some context and it could like be them hallucinating. Like, yeah.
Who the fuck knows?
Because I know after a while on beyond a boat, you start hallucinating a little bit.
Or just
bit.
Being awake for so many hours. Like, yeah. I'm sure he's doing a lot of, like, they're working, you know, like.
They're tired.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Whatever. So anyways, apparently Carl Allen tried to back up his story with scientific citing. He allegedly was talking about how these theories were linked to unpublished theories by Albert Einstein.
Okay.
He further claimed that a scientist named Franklin Reno put these theories into practice at the Philadelphia Naval Shipyard in October of 1943, and basically was saying, like, there are scientists that can back up this science that could essentially teleport an entire Navy ship.
He's just trying to show that there's proof, definitive
proof. Exactly.
Because
exactly.
I think that's what people ask for, is proof.
Well, yeah. They're like, what are you even talking about?
Yeah.
However, as far as we know, as far as the public knows, as far as, like, general science knows,
it's that an urban legend. Isn't,
like, secret, top secret information. The physics that he's talking about, the science that he's citing to back this up, these are all theories.
Yeah.
These are not proven.
I do appreciate, you know, he's trying.
He's giving it his
best.
You know?
He's doing, he's
for like
doing
1955,
the
he's like, let me cite my sources. Yeah. These
Which
ideas,
we do in our source notes.
They're theories. They've never been proven. They're
or
just
not
ideas,
disproven.
Essentially.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
So, whatever. That's what the military wants us to think.
Well, that's creepy. And I guarantee we could do an entire series on stuff the government doesn't want us to know.
Of course. So, Carl Allen's account of the event is basically a hoax. It's widely understood that it is a hoax. Investigators from the Navy, they actually looked into this and they came up with nothing substantial to back up anything that Carl Allen said. And like, okay, so like one person saw this on an entire Navy ship. Like,
when
there's like a million people
seen,
on there.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't there be like other sailors on there being like, oh my God, the thing that happened? Like,
it's kind of like the first story. It's like, it's not substantiated by much
like
else other
people,
than like, yeah, two people, one person
that aren't
okay.
going to like come forward. And yeah. then like, I mean, with the Zimbabwe incident at that school,
numerous
like,
children.
There was like a whole bunch of kids that saw something
yeah.
that was the same
account.
So like, I feel like if you have more people seeing it, it's a little bit more believable. But if you have like one fucking guy.
And then they're like, he drank too much. He hallucinated. Because like, that's what I'm doing right
yeah.
now. It's like, he's probably hallucinated. Like,
yeah. So,
wow.
A lot of authors and reporters, they tried to get a hold of Carl just to be like,
tell us more.
Yeah. And they either couldn't find him, or he was like super vague and elusive.
Or
and
he didn't
like,
exist.
Things like it was weird. And so according to one reporter from Carl's hometown of New Kensington in Pennsylvania, this dude was actually able to interview the Allen family. So not necessarily like get a interview with Carl himself, but he was able to like get a hold of his family.
Okay, so he did exist.
He did exist. And they gave him like a huge pile of documents and books all had Carl's like margin notes and his.
It makes
like,
me think of Charlie from It's Always Sunny.
Right,
like,
where he's like connecting
dots.
All the dots. It's exactly
and
like
they're
that.
Like, here's his documents. Here you go.
They're like, do what you will.
We had to pull down the yarn with it.
Right. They described, Carl's family described him as a, quote, fantastic mind.
Eccentric.
But also a drifter.
Okay.
And a, quote, master leg puller.
Right there, I'd be
like,
okay,
he's a lying liar.
Yeah, pretty much. In a polite way.
Maybe he's just like creative. But like we were talking about, if you saw something crazy, it would obviously change you.
Sure.
If you came forward, you would be considered kind of like an outcast because people would be like, I don't believe you. That's so far-fetched that like I can't even fathom it.
Well, see me. Look, I'm like, oh, he's hallucinating. Like I'm already.
Well, yeah, right? Because that's like, it's so, we can't even like imagine that. Like
when it's one person, so I'm like, ridiculous. You're insane. Two people, I'm like, you're insane. Three people, I'm like, well, I might be onto something.
Right. So yeah, maybe he's crazy. Maybe
he's onto something.
But according to Wikipedia.
Yes. yes, the Wikipedia.
The USS Eldridge was not commissioned until August 27th, 1943. It remained in port in New York City until September
1943. Okay.
The October experiment allegedly took place while the ship was on its first, quote, shakedown cruise to the Bahamas, although proponents of the story claim that the ship's logs might have been falsified or else still be classified.
Okay.
An alternative explanation is that the USS Haman was actually used rather than the USS Eldridge, as the USS Haman arrived in the shipyard on October 20th, 1943. So maybe there was some confusion where Carl thought that he saw a boat appear and reappear. But apparently the...
So it could have been like the times tables getting a little flipped.
Right. And like it's also the 40s. So like people...
There's no way to record shit. It's literally written
word. It's, like, yeah. Whoever says
how
whatever.
How many things in history do you think we've heard
that are fucking fake?
That are not true.
The Bible? All of it. Sorry.
You do not talk shit about the Bible. I believe everything. It's the people
who are writing it, right?
I'm joking. I agree with you.
Yeah.
It's all from the point of view. All of
that. But I'm just saying, like, it's the people who are writing down the history who have the point of view. And the people who didn't know how to write or who didn't maybe decide to write it down, it's lost to history. And
let me give an example. Mm-hmm. Just in general, let's say you and your friend went out and you guys got dinner and like something crazy happened. Have you ever gotten in a fight, not a fight, with a friend? You're like, that's not what happened. Mm-hmm. This happened.
A misremembering, yeah, if you will.
And that's what I'm saying with history. Is it possible that that's how history is too? Is like
100%.
There's been times where I'm like, no, you didn't say that then. You said it later or sure. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's stuff like that. You can't tell me.
Well, it's like, not 100% accurate, right?
It's like, never. We remember things in different ways.
Yeah.
I remember me being much more aggressive. And I know like as when I tell stories, I'm like, you didn't say it like that. You were very like, oh my gosh, you were very polite.
Right. So.
Sorry, I'm pouring rosé.
No.
It's loud.
Okay, so then there's also a reunion of Navy veterans who had actually served aboard the USS Eldridge. They all got together and reported to a newspaper of Philadelphia in 1999 that their ship had never even been at port in Philadelphia.
Like I'm saying, false memories happening.
Right? These people are old as shit. Like...
They all have that hat that says maybe, World War II veteran.
Maybe like, Carl is like...
Misremembering stuff.
Maybe Carl had a crazy dream.
Maybe Carl was on the ship for too long and he was very sleep deprived.
Maybe he had food poisoning and was barfing his guts out and then he like fell asleep and had a fever dream. Who knows?
Remember when we were recording and I was laying down because of food poisoning? Shit gets to you. Could I tell you what episode? No, but I know. I was like, can I lay down? And you're like, yeah. And then we put the microphone down by me and I'm like, wow, that's a crazy story.
Oh. Yeah. And also the Office of Naval Research stated in September of 1996. Well, obviously it's the government, so they're not going to admit to anything.
Yeah.
But why would they? The ONR has never conducted investigations on radar invisibility, which is like basically the whole thing that Carl is saying. He's like, they're experimenting with essentially an invisibility cloak. They're teleporting.
Harry
They're going
Potter,
from one place to another.
Yeah.
People were melted into... Like, I think the veterans who served on board would remember if some of their, like, besties were melted into the fucking ship.
That's not shit you forget.
Yeah.
So
not to say it's wrong, but like kind of it's wrong. So
I mean, his family's description of him immediately, no.
Basically, the ONR describes any accounts of the Philadelphia experiment as complete science fiction.
Yep.
And basically an urban legend. But it's still a good story.
No, it's a great story. I've never said, hey, let's not tell stories. But it is a little upsetting when people try to, you know, tell you a story and like, but it definitely happened.
Yeah.
That's where like, people get.
Let's be for real.
People like hearing stories, but people don't like when you're feeding them full of shit that didn't happen. Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay. Absolutely. So there was actually a movie, the Philadelphia Experiment.
Called Poltergeist. I'm kidding. I'm joking. I couldn't help myself.
Let me see. Last week. It did come out in the 80s, though. So there's a Philadelphia Experiment movie that came out in 1984, and it looks...
Called The Philadelphia Experiment.
Yeah, just The Philadelphia
What year
Experiment.
Was it?
So
Did
the,
this come out?
Like, when this supposedly happened?
No, the movie.
Oh, the movie, 1984.
Okay, so this is like 2 years after it supposedly happened. Well, sorry, everything's 1982 still in my brain. So this was really
like
close to the happening.
Happened, because
yeah,
it
okay.
supposedly...
No, you said 1943. Yeah. I'm just... Yeah, okay.
Because World War II... You know, war things. So both, like, there's a Venn diagram of these events.
Yeah.
War is in the middle.
They say when you get to your 40s,
paranormal in the middle.
You either get into World War II history.
This is for men.
Or smoking meats. And this
for men.
Is for men. Yeah.
Because, ew.
I just get into
Neither.
Being
I
comfortable.
Love Pilates.
Bob. I should have done Pilates when I
Athleisure.
Had back problems.
You can, there's still time.
Okay, did you know Keith has had to, hey guys, fun fact, do not crowd surf. I'm just going to do a little PSA.
Kim tried to crowd surf and busted her shit. Just kidding.
Wow. Not even kind of story. Ignore what Danae just said. Okay.
I re-remembered it
You
in a different way.
It wrong. Some guy was crowd surfing Some and he
asshole.
Hit me in the eye.
He also like read the room. Like
no one wanted to carry you.
It was. You were too far back.
I thought I was going to have a black eye, which, like, also, I do really great makeup. So, like, black eye sucks, but whatever. I can handle that. However, I don't know if you guys have known, but I had fucking back surgery. I have rods in my back. My back is pretty, like, fragile. And they...
Well, not now because of the rods.
Well, my age doesn't help. I was like, how do I come back from that? She sounds like shit. Anyways, they threw this man on top of me. Keith tried to redirect
well,
it.
Well, I tried to yell at you guys. I was like, no, because he was like coming. I was like, duck. And then
he
like,
grabbed my back like I was going to help. Sorry, I'm not helping. But people were sick of him and they threw and he landed on my bent over neck because I was protecting my eye.
She was like the bent neck lady.
Here's the. This is kind of funny because you have to find the humor in it.
Okay.
So this guy had landed on my neck and my back was fucked up, and I'm like, this isn't great. This is bad for me.
My back's broke.
I think I have a black eye.
Spinal.
And then my spinal, and then my shoe became untied, and I came unfucking glued. Oh. Yeah.
Did you cry about it?
I didn't, but I thought about
okay,
it.
Okay.
I did cry about my neck when we were walking to the car because it started hurting.
Sure.
But yeah, no, like, but that at that point, I was already at like this, and then my shoe becoming untied and people constantly stepping on it. I was like, what the fuck?
And now I'm overstimulated.
Yeah. And that's what happened because then people were stepping on my shoelace. And I know you're like, that's kind of small, but like, no, it was like at that point,
sure.
I was in pain. I'm like, I'm going to have a black eye.
And then they were screaming.
Yeah. And Keith tried to get him away from me. And he blames himself. And I'm like, that wasn't you. And also,
that was that asshole.
What an idiot. Like, also,
it was the first song of the set. He was so far back.
He ruined the concert.
We weren't even in the crowd, really.
We had to leave.
We were in like a dispersed.
It wasn't like it was crowded, and he had the audacity to do this to my back so I would catch him?
Sir?
What do I look like, a fucking bodybuilder? And then they threw him on top of me because they didn't want to carry him, and he landed on my fucking bent over neck because I'm covering my eye because I got hit in the eye, and I saw my friend Silas, and I was really excited to see Silas because I haven't seen Silas in years.
I miss that.
Silas is amazing.
Okay.
He recently transitioned.
Okay.
And we hadn't seen each other. And I was like,
and you recognized him?
Of course. Well, we're friends on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
We made eye contact in the crowd and he ran over and we hugged. We took a picture and sent it to his sister. Aww. And I was like, guess who I saw? And it just was a really big bummer because then all of a sudden the, you know, we were at Chiodo's, if anyone knows.
Because then you're
And I'm still dealing with
issues. You know what I realized after that? I was like,
I'm
not that angry.
I will go to concerts where I can get assigned seating.
Screaming and I was kind of like,
I think
I'm just like not that into it anymore.
No. Also, I can sit at concerts.
Like, it's like, I don't know. I guess I'm not truly emo. I guess it truly was a phase.
No, you're emo. Stop that. You stop that.
Don't say that.
You're emo. The vibe there was off.
The vibe there was weird.
Chiodo's had a bad vibe. I'm sorry.
And also, he was like, he kept
Hawthorne
like,
Heights was great, but after Chiodo's went on,
it was like fun, but like Craig Owens gave me kind of like cult vibes.
Oh.
He kept like coming up and be like, yeah. And I was like, bitch, you haven't had like a fucking album since like 2000.
Taking Back Sunday might have not been great, but they're still releasing albums. Like, they're trying their damnedest. And like, good job, baby. We're proud of you.
You know what? Do what you love. But it was just like,
I'm sorry. I need like assigned seating. I need to be safe. I know that sounds really like insane, but that was really scary. Like that a man was thrown on top of me when I'm bent over. Like,
it was just like kind of aggressive where I feel like maybe I'm
Why
just,
are you touching maybe, me? You don't need I'm to touch
like
me.
Maybe I'm just like a poser, but like if you're not like a poser. A Newfound Glory concert, people are like so respectful and it's fun. And
it was
it's
disrespectful
light,
there.
And it's like if people crowd surf, everyone is like, oh, we're going to lift this person up. Like, it's not like a random person ramming you.
It was not. It was, what's when, it was non-consensual. I know that sounds.
A non-consensual crowd surf.
Yeah.
Because he, like, I don't even know how he got up there.
And
honestly.
He hit me in the eye and he fell on my, like, I'm sorry. And then, like,
he deserved a titty twister.
I honestly wish his neck was thrown, like, somebody threw, because I can't deal with that anymore. I will get assigned seating for now on. Yeah. Like, it was fun.
Well, I just don't need to, like, I'm just not that angry.
I'll listen, like, Fall Out Boy was fun. We had three times there.
It's like, maybe I'm just, like, a lighthearted emo, you know?
I'm sorry. We left.
I love some pop punk.
After that happened,
Yeah.
Have you heard In the Main? Yeah. I still have a song to
like
play
some,
for you.
Like, nice, fun, poppy, like.
But that was too much.
It was a bit much.
Yeah, we left after that. I think Keith was
Everyone
okay with leaving.
Quickly left after that.
I did say, I'm so sorry. And I think Keith was like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Because he was really worried about me. He's been taking the little massage gun to my back every night, though, which is so sweet. And then last night, he's like, I don't feel like it's doing enough. I'm going to use my hands. I was like, okay. Like, I'm
going to beat the shit out of you.
I told my mom, I was like, he took the gun to my back. And she's like, what? And I'm like, the massage gun. I'm like,
the massage gun. Like, sorry, I wasn't clear.
Sorry, I wasn't clear. He did not shoot
she's
me.
She's like, what?
What is wrong with you?
Yeah. So.
I don't know. I feel like we've gone to a lot of fun. Like, Thrice was a good one, too, that people weren't, like, super aggressive at. Mm-hmm. But, like, Chiodo's, it was too much. It was too much. Also, didn't really listen to them.
Yeah.
Boys Like Girls was so fun. Me and my friend Jess went to Boys Like Girls. I invited you, and like I invited her because like we went to Boys Like Girls in 2009.
I know like one song, so
I know that's what you said. And then I was like, Jess would enjoy this. We had so much fun. It was really respectful, and like the band, like they know what they're about. They know they're not like making, but they released a new song. It was actually pretty good. But like, I really enjoyed that. It wasn't over the top.
Yeah, so. I don't know. I'm just old.
But yeah. But that's us at emo concerts.
That's us being elder emos.
Yeah, guys, it'll happen to you too if it hasn't already.
You got to get some Dr. Scholl's for your Vans.
Yeah. I was wearing Converse that night. I don't think I've worn Converse in a while, but.
Well, and there was that guy that was like trying to give us a drink, remember? And I like took it because Eric was about to take it. And I was like, absolutely not. I'm not taking drinks from a fucking random stranger. He tried to do it to two girls in front of me. And I talked with them in the bathroom. And I was like, so were you guys like creeped out by that guy?
I felt really bad. I didn't come into you to the bathroom. Like, I should have gone. But I was seeing
Silas
for the first time.
No, this was like at the end of the concert.
Okay. So me and Danae, know that you do not take random drinks from a guy.
No.
So you hand me the drink because you and me are trying to figure out how to throw it away.
Yeah.
Like, because you remember you handed it to me and I was like, I'll find a trash can.
Yeah, I was like,
Keith
discreetly
grabs
like,
it from me. Like, I'm going to take this. He's like, you don't need to take this. I was like, do you not
we're
think?
We're trying to throw it away.
And I was like, Keith, Danae gave it to me because I think I'm closer to the, like, you and me
I didn't
like,
want to be obvious and like hold
that's
it.
That's why
not
you gave it to
it.
Me because you were like, you did the fake and then you gave it to me and I grabbed it. And Keith grabbed it from me like we were deciding whether or not to take it.
No.
I have had people put roofies in my drinks. No, I'm thank so, you.
Like a random person coming up to us and being like, here, have a drink. No.
You should. In a perfect world, guys, we wish you could take a drink from somebody and it's genuine. But unfortunately, do not take random drinks from people. Me and Danae took it in a way that he wouldn't give it to somebody else who'd be like, shoddy. I think it was also Jaeger. It smelled like Jaeger.
Yeah, it did smell like Jaeger. Because I smelled it. Because I was like, what's in this?
And you made me smell it too. And I turned it. I just like how Keith grabbed it from me. Like I was, I don't take shots. I didn't take a shot on my wedding day.
Yeah, no, that was, it was so weird. But he tried to do that to two other girls in front of me. I watched it go down. I just like watched their body language. I could tell they were
creeped
out.
Did he give you creep vibes?
Yeah. And then like I went to the bathroom and then they were in the bathroom too. And they had like cute outfits. So I was like telling, I was like, you guys are so cute. Whatever. Best friend vibes. And then I was like, was
what
that
the
guy,
fuck?
I was like, was that guy like bothering you? And they were like, yeah, he was so weird. And they kept, he was like trying to give us this drink. And we kept like saying like, no, we're good. Because they were like sober.
Yeah.
And they're like, we don't want to. Like one, take this drink, and also we don't fucking know you. And I was like, okay, like, so it wasn't just me that was like concerned, because I was like, if he tried to give it to them and they tried to take it, I definitely would have been like,
whoops.
Yeah
guys, don't take drinks from random people. I hate that we have to warn you, but do not, because it could be innocent, but why figure out
but
why find out
why try to find out.
But it's important. I don't think it goes like, just be careful in public. Be careful of the government. You can't trust them. But if you have any stories, anything you want to tell us, guys, we're still giving friendship bracelets. So, you know, don't miss it. But it's mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
And we'll post videos / photos on our Instagram at Mysterious Mavens Pod.
And we are on Facebook and TikTok. We know we need to post stuff. You don't have to tell us. Nobody's told us. It's fine. You guys are so polite. But yeah, you can follow us on all social media. We're not on Threads. We might be one day. I don't think so. There's too much going on. So
that's what TikTok's for, isn't it?
I know. Yeah. TikTok's great. Hopefully it doesn't get outlawed, but who knows?
Eyelines.
Okay. Self-care for yourself.
Okay, bye.
Bye.